BBC. Radio Sussex.
Yeah, do get involved in the show on this Sunday morning. You can email me as well, mark.carter@bbc.co.uk. Next up, though, this morning, my guest on the song that got me through this weekend is Vicky from Eastbourne. Now, Vicky is mum to 7-year-old Tiger Lily, who has a rare medical condition, which means that when she goes to sleep, she can actually stop breathing. The Sussex charity Keeps Me Breathing are doing amazing work to get more treatment to those affected by it, and Vicky has been involved with quite a few of their events. She's on the line to me now. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. You sound remarkably perky for someone who's probably been through a tougher time than most parents.
Yeah, well, I've currently got a bit of a cold, so my voice is a bit strange. But yeah, this last 7 years has been a bit wild, to say the least.
Okay. Well, look, just tell us a little bit more, because you're the expert on this, I'm not. Tell us a bit more about the condition that Tiger Lily has.
So, basically, when she goes to sleep, her brain does not tell her to breathe. So she's on a mechanical device. She's got a tracheostomy connected. And being 7 years old now, she will turn it on and connect to herself. She's amazing. But we have care every evening, 10 hours of care, so that me and her dad can get a restful night's sleep. So we've got somebody awake in her room that looks after her for us. So she needs monitors. She's got a SATS monitor on, which will alarm if anything occurs. She needs nebulizers through the night. So there's a lot of things that she needs that, you know, obviously we wouldn't be able to do.
Gosh, because most of us will literally, you know, I can think, you know, yesterday, because I've been up early on Saturday morning, up early today, literally I fell into bed at about 10 o'clock last night, my head hit the pillow, job done, until the alarm clock this morning. For you, though, going to bed and that routine of going to bed is probably the most traumatic part of the day.
Thankfully, our carers are absolutely incredible. You know, they're part of the family. So when they come on at 9, it's like, right, you've got this. I'm going to put my head in the pillow and pass out.
Yeah,
but like this morning, you know, I could hear them alarms going off at like 5:30, 6, and I was like, oh, what's going on? It's like a little, you know, can I sit around and sending off the alarms?
We haven't got the best line to you, but we're going to stick with it because I do want to hear your story. So at one point, you ended up spending literally 7 months in hospital with Tiger Lily. Is that right?
Yeah, we was 7 months. I had her in Hastings. We went to Brighton for a week, and then we was in the Evelina for 6 months, and then back to Brighton to train the care.
Right, we haven't got the best line to you, so I'm just going to pause. We're going to try and get you back on a different line because I want to hear your story. In fact, what we will do is play the song that got you through, and you can tell us about it on the back of this. This is Michael Jackson and Heal the World.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and this place be much brighter than tomorrow. You'll find there's no need to cry in this place. You'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you. We cannot feel. There are dreams stop existing. existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing. Make a better world. Make a better world. Heal the world. Make it a better place for you.
Michael Jackson there and Heal the World, the song that got me through for Vicky in Eastbourne. Vicky, we've got you back hopefully on a better line now, and you were just telling us about your experience of bringing up Tiger Lily, and an experience that thankfully most other parents haven't had to go through. You spent a lot of time in hospital with Tiger Lily, and you kept a diary as well.
Yeah, I did. It was one of my friends, actually, bless her. She's like, oh, you need to, you know, what will help you is to write things down. And I just thought, oh, I really haven't got time for that. I've got to train. I've got to do all this stuff. But actually, it really helped. So every day I wrote down what happened. And I haven't actually read it back yet because obviously, you know,
it's hard, isn't it? It must be really hard to go back over that time when... Things are still tough now, but to go back in time and think about just how tough it was, that's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it does choke me up, you know, like if we ever have an admission, if she's like got a poorly winter, I always find the doctors are like, right, start from the beginning. And I just look at them and think, I don't want to. I don't want to start from the beginning. But yeah, obviously it's very important to understand everything and, you know, but yeah, she's absolutely incredible. I mean, she's 7 years old now. I feel like, you know, life is our normal. She's my first